Good morning, everyone. It's expected sometime tomorrow on Capitol Hill that the Speaker will gavel the House in order and call for a vote on the health care reform bill that has been moving its way through the Congress. Counting the votes and knowing the votes is the job of House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn, Democrat from South Carolina, who joins us this morning. We had the Minority Whip on the program yesterday, Eric Cantor. First of all, good morning, Congressman Clyburn.
Good morning. How are you?
And let's react first to the events at Fort Hood, Texas. How many military bases are in your district who must be worried and reacting and thinking about what the families are going through down in Central Texas this morning?
Yes, I really am. Fort Jackson, as you know, is in Columbia, my hometown. The base proper is not drawn into my district, but all of the area surrounding the base is. I was born in Sumter, where Shaw Air Force Base is, and the Third Army is being relocated there. You know, in the future, we're going to be having both Army and Air Force on the same property, and we will have that in my birthplace of Sumter going forward. And so I'm very much used to growing up with the military, having suffered through the ups and downs of families who make tremendous sacrifices on behalf of the country. This is just absolutely one of the most incredible events, and it's just so unexpected to have it happen on home turf and from within the ranks.
Well, we should remind people, 13 dead, at least 30 wounded, shooting rampage yesterday at Fort Hood in Central Texas. We're waiting a news conference, which is scheduled within the hour, and we're talking with House Minority Whip Jim Clyburn, who, like many on Capitol Hill, are reacting to the events. Quickly, before we shift to health care, General Cohn on base yesterday described Fort Hood as our home, referring to the men and women in uniform, the tens of thousands who are there, who ship out to Iraq and Afghanistan and who come back through the Fort Hood gates there. It's not feeling like home or a very safe place this morning. Is there anything Congress can do to assure men in the military that these facilities are safe?
Well, you do everything you can to make facilities safe, but there's absolutely nothing any human being can do to prevent this kind of an occurrence. There's obviously mental health problems here, or there could very well be some kind of terrorism act here. Either way, this is the act of a deranged person, and there's not much you can do to prevent that.
And indeed, we don't know much about the suspect who is in the hospital and also in custody, and we may learn more at a news conference at Fort Hood. Let's shift to health care. We asked Eric Cantor yesterday, your colleague on the other side of the aisle, about what's in the minority bill, which has no chance of passage but will be considered at some point over the next several days. But we asked our listeners to come up with things that they want to see in the health care bill, and so I want to put some of those listener suggestions directly to you as you convey to us what is in this bill that is expected to be voted on Saturday. First of all, here's what one of our listeners had to say.
I want to see a health care bill come out that does not mandate health insurance, just lower health care costs.
Jim Clyburn, will there be a mandate in the bill that goes to the floor?
We will have an individual mandate. I don't see how you can possibly do an effective health care bill without having these individual mandates. You know, always people want things to happen, and yet their proposals seem to run contrary to the result they want to see achieved.
Well, Congressman, this next listener who called 8778-MY-TAKE just might be one of your constituents. Listen.
My name is Chuck from South Carolina. We should have a very strong public option. I think there should be absolutely no wiggle room for insurance companies to refuse people for pre-existing conditions, and I think we should get 100% of all Americans covered.
Jim Clyburn, is Chuck going to get his wish?
Well, that's what we're trying to do, and that those two callers tell you a little bit about the social divide that exists in the country on this particular issue. They are asking for exact opposite things, but both of them think that they're exactly right. So that's what we're faced with here, trying to fashion together a piece of legislation that will be effective on behalf of the vast majority of the American people. We must always remember, anytime you're trying to do something like this, when we tried to pass Social Security, it was looked upon as some socialist idea that should never be. But most people think that this is a very successful program. President Johnson went through the same thing with Medicare and Medicaid. And everybody said that was a big government takeover. Now, every place I go, people say, Medicare works. Leave my Medicare alone.
Well, except your colleagues on the other side of the aisle will say, all right, fine, those programs are working, but we've reached a stage now where we can't afford additional penetration into the market of the federal government in health care.
Well, I think we've reached a place where we can't afford not to. People who've seen their premiums doubled over the last 10 years, it's projected to double again over the next 10 years. Small businesses closing down because they can't afford health care. Individuals, 47 million people without health care. And those of us who do have insurance, we ought to look at our bills when we go out and use this health insurance. We are paying in this cost shifting in the system for all of those people who are not getting care.
We're talking with House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn, Democrat from South Carolina. Just to clarify, though, what the listener asked, there will be a public option in this bill, right?
Absolutely.
But you will not be covering 100% of Americans in this bill, right?
We will cover about 96% of Americans in this bill. And you've always got to look at the shift in the change of the jobs and the moving around of people in the system. So I think it would be almost impossible unless you have some kind of a single-payer system, which most people say they don't want to see. You aren't going to get 100% coverage, but we're going to get close to it.
All right, well, here's one more listener before we go.
There is no sense in talking about saving costs until we can clean up all the horrendous fraud in this country. Fraudulent companies, fraudulent providers, clean up the fraud.
Jim Clyburn, are you going to clean up the fraud in this
bill?
Absolutely.
I am 100% with that lady. She is absolutely correct, and that's why you see this tremendous cut in Medicare on the provider side in this bill. And it's kind of interesting. We are trying to squeeze the fraud out of the system. Republicans are sort of criticizing us for these cuts, but we are trying to do exactly what that lady said.
All right. And there'll be a vote tomorrow. You expect any Republican votes quickly, last couple seconds?
No, I don't.
No? All right. House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn will be there counting the votes, Democrat from South Carolina, and the Majority Whip on health care reform, which comes up for a vote in the House on Saturday. Thank you, Congressman.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.